The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, we're back. It's the Children's Hospital Radiothon. Todd Smith joins us now, board chair of Children's Hospital in New Orleans. Tell me what it means, Todd, to you personally, now that we're back, to see, I guess, children's providing more expert care than ever before.
When you talk about the number of children that this hospital serves and the needs that are in the community, it really makes you feel good to be a part of it.
Tell me about the investments that Children's has made to continue to provide that care.
Well, when you think about it, I mean, Children's is kind of the beacon for the Gulf South in terms of where children can come. People can bring their young folks in terms of treating their health needs. It's such an important part of what we do and what we who we are. Those investments, you know, as advancements in medical science and technology take place, we have to keep pace because we have to be able to provide that care and service to the folks who live within our region. That's extremely important to us. And, you know, sometimes things are cliches because they're real. There's no mission without margin. So the need to generate revenue and to create an opportunity to treat all children, regardless of their ability to pay, becomes extremely important. And that's why, you know, we sit here today to talk to the community to let them know that this is a place where you can bring your children, and regardless of your ability to pay, they are going to get quality health care.
It would be nice, and Todd and I were talking, you know, off the air about some corporate stuff and this and that and the other thing, and it would be nice if money wasn't involved in this, but unfortunately it is.
Yes, it is. You know, and it's one of those things that it's a reality of life. And just like this hospital needs money, families are faced with, you know, a situation in which the economy makes it more difficult for them to meet their daily needs. And when I look at a community like New Orleans and the surrounding area, one of the most important things we can do is to help create a healthy environment for young people. Young, healthy children grow into prosperous and healthy adults. And that's what we do. That's why we sit here. And so it's really important that, you know, we are able to fund the research and the technology in order to provide that care so that families aren't faced with the need to have to leave the area when they find themselves in a situation in which their child needs quality care.
And I mentioned it before, and I don't know where we are with the clock, but the hell with it, Todd. I'm just going to do what I want because I can. It's terrible that it does come down to money, but if you are going to look at it not from doing what's right from the heart standpoint, from the mind and wallet thing, it's the most, I guess, economically wise thing you can do when it comes to, you know where I'm going with that. I see you nodding your head. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think sometimes, you know, you can do well by doing good. And so it's important that young people and children and their families don't have to worry about the expense of going someplace else and having to worry about lodging and things like that, or worrying about their other kids, how they're going to take care of them. And, you know, it's intuitively, if you don't see it, as you said, Tommy, from the heart, it's actually a business decision in terms of our community's ability to grow and to be prosperous long term. depends on our ability to treat those within our communities that have less than some others.
If you're not going to look at it as anything else, look at it as an investment in the future of the community, which is what it is, really.
That's
all right,
exactly
right. We need three more donors. We have 9-888-780-8811, 780-8811, or you can text Chenola, chnola.org. No, wait, text Chenola, C-H-N-O-L-A, to 51555. Todd Smith, thank you. Pleasure as always, sir. Taking a break now, WWE.